Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guests today are two members with the BOOST committee here with us. That's the Bringing Optimism and Opportunities to Students and Teachers of Green County. And as people should be aware, they're having a slightly different look to their fundraiser event that they have had in the last couple of years, and I'll let them speak to us a little bit more about that. We are joined by Matt Wietrick and Chris Deal now joining us, so thank you very much, gentlemen, for being on.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks, Coltrane.
All right, so Matt, if you wouldn't mind, please just explaining to us how the new look to your Boost Bash fundraiser event is going to happen here this weekend. Tell us the details behind that change.
Well, like everyone right now, we are having to roll with the punches, and we have done that. We pushed back our date and then decided we'd go from there, and going from there means we're doing an all-virtual event this year. So it's going to be at 7 o'clock on the 27th here, this Saturday, and everything can be done from the comfort of your favorite chair, couch, swimming pool chair, whatever it may be. The very convenient part of it is if you've been a part of the Boost Bash the last couple of years, and you were actively bidding on our silent auction items, it was all from your phone or your device, which is the same as it is this year. So that'll help us moving forward. That's just one of the great parts of it, I think, is a familiarity aspect and all the things that are different right now.
Well, Chris, can you share with us? I know that Matt just alluded to the fact that you all are familiar with your online bidding system, but not the vast majority of people, and now that you don't have this in-person event, you can open it up to basically everybody. So can you kind of walk us through how people still need to register or sign up in order to be an actual true bidder for the auction?
Yeah, and like Matt said, we've been working with a online bidding system ever since we've been doing this event. And so anyone who's been there has used the system before. In previous years, we had opened it up roughly 24 hours before the event itself. This year, we're opening up a full week, and so it is open now. And so that gives us also the opportunity to help people get it set up, make sure that they can go on and bid on items. So by the time we hit the end of the event, again this Saturday, everything wraps up around 8 o'clock on Saturday. So make sure items start closing around 7 o'clock on Saturday. So those are the key items for when it closes, but right now anyone can go and bid. We're doing all we can to help people get registered. You do need to go, even if you reserved a seat and been signed up in the system, you need to go and actually activate your registration so you can do the bidding. Very easy to get there. Go to our website, www.boostgreencountyschools.com, and there is a link there. Coltrane, I think you might be kind enough to post that link on your story as well. But you can go get signed up and you can start bidding right away. If there is anything our committee can do, we're available by email, by phone, and definitely want to do all we can to help people get set up in the system.
Now, Matt, obviously with an event like this, I'm sure you maybe have had some sponsors kind of help you out along the way, especially now with the fact that you can't have an in-person event, but you're having everything done online. Talk to us about those details.
There are a couple of things we want to highlight here with sponsors and matching things. So we want to mention Home State Bank, and they're matching up to $2,500 in donations. That's a nice component that they have contributed the last few years now. And then with Hamilton Ready Mix, they have donated a load of concrete, and so whatever the bid is, they will match in a cash donation as well, up to $1,300. So that's incentive for folks to bid high, bid often, and we are excited about that. So that's just extra money coming in for the event.
We've been very blessed as we've gone through over the last few months and tried to figure out what this new event would look like. And the response from our local community, the businesses, all of the sponsors that we have has just been incredible. And so you can see the list of all the sponsors on our website, what we've put up around town. So a huge thank you to those. With the Home State sponsorship, that is for cash donations. So if anyone just wants to make a straight cash donation, there is a donate or a donate now button on that same app where you do the bidding. A very easy process to go through. And so, yeah, over the next week between now and the end of the auction, anyone who does that straight cash donation, it will effectively be doubled by that sponsorship from Home State.
How about Facebook Live? Are you going to do anything for the actual event itself on Saturday?
Yes, that is the plan. We are going to be hiding out in the basement of the Sierra Theater, Community Theater. We'll have a fun event there, and it should be entertaining, kind of making it more of an event rather than just online stuff here and there. So it will be probably a little bit more entertaining and give you some things to kind of stay tuned for, right? So we'll probably have the Kevins. We'll have the Kevin's show going on a little bit, and we're going to have fun with it. We're going to make the most of these lemons we were given here.
The Kevins, Kevin Paulson and Kevin Richards, have been our MCs every year, so who knows what happens when those two go live, right. But we should have some fun. And the idea has been, we've got this great online system, but the purpose of Boost has always been more than just fundraising, and absolutely appreciate the fundraising the community's done over the last couple of years. But we've also, when we set out, we had these three main goals: obviously raise some funds and create some opportunities that our kids wouldn't have had otherwise, but also find a way to bring community together and celebrate the great things that are happening in our school system. And also a big thank you to teachers and staff for all of the work they put day in and day out. And so bringing people together, a little bit more difficult today, but that's where we're trying to find some unique and kind of creative ways that it is more than just bidding on your phone. But certainly we want you to bid on your phone as well.
All right. Well, now, Matt, to wrap everything up, can you reiterate for us about your auction items being out there and live for people to go ahead and take part of, and again, when your event will actually happen?
The event itself, 7 p.m. this Saturday night, is when the auction items start to close. So right now, you can go on and bid. It's going on. We're also going to get to hear from a longtime teacher in the school district. We're going to get to hear from her on Saturday evening. We're also going to get to hear from some parents that are expressing their appreciation for teachers even more now than ever through doing their version of homeschooling. So that's going to be a fun component. We'll be debuting that on Saturday evening as well. So it ends all around 8 o'clock-ish. It's like we said earlier, the auction items are going to be closing on different waves. It's going to be hot and heavy. You got to kind of stay tuned. It's very similar to an eBay auction. If you can bid a maximum bid, and then if you get outbid, that you will be notified. So you can bid, and keep bidding.
Chris, anything to add?
No, we're excited to see how it all plays out. One thing I forgot to mention, our first wave of auction items is a little bit unique. Anyone who's been to the event before knows we do a big dessert auction. And so when you show up, if you want dessert, you're going to have to put up a little bit of money to get it. And it's been incredible seeing how that's worked out at the first two events. So we wanted to do something unique. And so we've got five desserts that we'll still be doing. And those will be the first wave to close. And immediately upon closing, we'll reach out to the five winners and coordinate. And we're going to have five people who will deliver to doorsteps within the county that night. So people can still get their dessert right away and enjoy that evening.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Green County program, here with Chris Deal and Matt Wietrich, who are a part of the Bringing Optimism and Opportunities to Students and Parents of Green County, or the Boost Steering Committee, who are having their third annual Boost Bash coming up this weekend. Community State Bank in Payton is an independent, locally owned bank in business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.